Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast. I'm Brandon Lynette, your favorite Christian mindset coach, best-selling author, and professional friend who loves you enough to tell you the fucking truth. And listen, if you came here for those cute little Pinterest quotes or some fancy spiritual vibes, Elizabeth, you're in the wrong neighborhood. Cheers to some matcha green tea for the episode today. Because here's the thing, I just spent the past 24 hours rearranging my office again. And you guys, it's an itty bitty living space with a lot of big stuff. So I can't even begin to tell you what I've been through. It's incredible. But I did have a window view. And I loved it and I was obsessed, but it's coldest by the window. So I moved away from it and I did a lot of things to winterize my office for the season. So I am officially in a cave, in a very dark, dark cave that is going to be dark until I get to put my desk in front of the window again. So anyway, I'm super happy you guys are here. This podcast is for the person who is pretty much sick of just living in circles. You love Jesus, you want peace, you want your life to mean something, and you're realizing you just can't keep blaming your childhood. You can't keep blaming your marriage. You can't keep blaming your boss. You can't keep blaming your hormones or your trauma or your circumstances or your past for the fact that you keep choosing the same patterns. This is where my message to you is to get your house in order. This is where we take responsibility. This is where we grow emotionally and spiritually. So today I'm going to talk about transcending ego and not in a weird, like floaty, I found my inner goddess way. You guys know I ditched that shit, okay? But I'm talking biblically in real life way that you can find it relatable because the ego is the reason that your relationships feel exhausting and that your emotions feel out of control and pretty much your spiritual life feels like it's on mute, okay? You guys know my mission here. Pretty simple. It's pretty simple. I want you to steward your potential in Christ and actually become the person that you keep praying to be, not the version of you that can quote scripture and still blow up on people, not the version of you that says, I forgive them, but brings everything up every single time you're pissed off, not the version of you that wants God to bless your life while you're refusing to grow. I want you to live what you say you believe. And if that makes you uncomfortable, good, because growth is uncomfortable and comfort is what is keeping you stuck. Quick sidebar, because you guys, you know, I always share what I'm doing, and this is the kind of shit that keeps the lights on the show. I also, oh my God, I have Listen Bitch donations live still. That button is live. So if you guys want to buy me a cup of chai, please do, because I actually only have three pods left. Anyway, this tea is really good. I get it off of Amazon. It's probably my favorite. I should be asking them if they'll sponsor this show, but I don't know if they're, I don't know what anything about them. But anyway, I found the weight loss product you guys have been asking for, and it's kind of blowing my mind because everyone hyped it up a lot. And you guys, if you're new here, I used to be in the weight loss industry, and they changed their formula, they changed their products, and they lied and lied and lied about it. I found another product I love. They did the same fucking thing. And I said, literally, is this formula going to change? No, Brandon. I promise you're not going to get screwed over again. It's not going to change. Oh my God. So I tell everybody to order it, and guess what they do? They change the formula. So I'm over it. And plus, like at the core of who we are, you guys, it's not just a product, right? Like I get using it as a crutch. I for sure it helps me. Okay. And it helps me because there's no appetite. No needles, no shots, no jitters, but no appetite. No weird side effects where you're like, why do I feel like I'm vibrating? Like, I'm not cracked out. My nervous system isn't fucked. Like, I can't even tell I'm taking anything. In fact, the first 3 days, I didn't even know I was taking anything. And now my appetite is just slashed. And that's good for me because I work from home. And I feed my kids like 100 times a day. So it's easy just to snack and it gets away from you. You think you haven't eaten a full meal, but by the time you put everything together, I've eaten probably 5,000 calories. So this has helped a lot, you guys. And it comes from the same company that does the Omega blood test that I'm very, 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 very happy about. Okay. That's another thing that has changed me on a cellular level. So, I know you guys, I'm saying this because I know you bitches are trying to white knuckle your health like this whole time. You're doing all the right things and your body still feels like it's fighting you. Get the oil, get the blood, get the test so you're not having to guess, because I guarantee 97% of people are imbalanced. You know, I never listen to my podcast, so I don't know if you guys can hear me drinking that tea, and that would be pretty rude. I have misophonia, so I'm not trying to fuck with you guys right now. But anyway, if you're like, I want to lose weight, but I can't do the injections because it's terrifying and the side effects are insanely scary. I'm not doing stimulant chaos, I'm not doing side effects, then message me and I'll tell you what I'm using and how. Best, fastest way to reach me is to go to my website, brandonlinette.com. If you're already subscribed to my emails, just reply to the last email in your inbox and just say Zen. Okay, that's all you got to say. I'm gonna know what you need. If you're new here, brandonlinette.com, sign up for emails, reply to the welcome, and just say Zen, and I'll help you get your results without selling your soul. And here's the truth: this formula is amazing. Do I think it's gonna be here forever? Fuck no, because it never is. Okay, it never is. I don't trust that, and it doesn't matter who in the company. The owner and the formulator could sit down and be like, Brandon, what, this is never going anywhere. And I'm be like, liar, liar, pants on fire. So I'm saying right now, there's something out there that's going to be a great tool for you. Use it. Okay. So anyway, back to the show. Lying, real quick, you guys, the show is growing. My audience is growing every single day. The impact is growing. So I'm officially looking for a kick-ass sponsor. And not just anybody, it's definitely a sponsor that fits my. Do you call it aesthetic? I don't know. If you're a brand, a product, or a service, or a company that is like pro personal responsibility, values faith and freedom, supports health, family, marriage, mindset, business, growth, and you're not out here trying to emotionally manipulate people into buying bullshit, then I really want to talk to you. Okay. I don't do sleazy ads, bitch. I do real recommendations. And if it's not something I can be on board with 100%, it's not coming out of my mouth. And my audience, I mean, they're the kind of people that actually buy because they trust me. So anyway, if that's you, reach out. Let's build something mutually beneficial and actually fucking help people. Okay. So now we can get to the meat and potatoes of the show. Okay. So you guys, ego. You guys do know what ego is. Like, ego is like my cat. Tsuh, plural. And you guys know, I don't know if I've updated you yet, but I am free. All the cats are getting along again. I know I've said it on a couple shows that I've been in prison for like 2.5 weeks. Everything's finally gravy and they're all getting along. And I've never experienced so much peace in my life. Like, it has been so beautiful. But as far as ego, ego's like my cats. They think they own the house. One in particular will scream for food, even if he just ate. And they knock shit off the counter, off the side tables, off my bed table. And then they look at me like, what did you do? Like, I did it. And the second I tell them no, like, they get sassy and stare at me like they're about to call animal police on me. Okay, that's ego. Like, zero accountability, but maximum confidence. Okay. Ego is like, I just want peace. But the second that peace is going to require humility, the ego is like, never mind, I want justice. You know, freedom doesn't come from being right. Freedom comes from not needing to prove anything. My cat doesn't want freedom. My cat wants control. And honestly, I probably feel the same way. But ego, your ego, it thinks it's discernment. So what ego is going to say, and I know you guys are guilty of this. Your ego is going to be like, I'm not triggered, Brandon. I'm not triggered. I'm discerning. When the truth is, no, bitch, you're pissed off. You know? Ego flips attitudes. It is the emotional support animal like nobody asked for, really. It never got trained. And so our ego gets really pissed off when we try to correct it. And, like a cat will hiss when it's corrected, bites when it's challenged. That's what your ego does. And your ego is going to run the house while you're just paying bills. And then you're going to ask yourself all the time, like, why am I so fucking exhausted? Well, because your ego is like a feral cat and you're letting it run your nervous system. And this is why we get offended. Ego thinks everything is about us. Someone doesn't text you back, ego's going to be like, they hate you. Someone corrects you, your ego's going to be like, disrespect. Someone sets a boundary, your ego's going to say, abandonment. And what is the truth, you guys? I'm going to say this. I've actually had to say this quite a bit this week. It's not about you. It is not about you. Absolutely, our egos want freedom, but only on ego's terms. What it really wants, what our egos really desire, okay, at raw human nature, what our egos desire is control without consequences. Our ego wants us to be able to do whatever we want. We still want to feel validated. We still want to feel seen, and we want to feel spiritually superior. That's it. And this is the thing, like we think our ego thinks we do everything, right? It's like, okay, God, here's what we're doing. That's my ego. Like, I'm going to tell God what we're doing, right? And God's thinking, yeah, that's cute. Make plans, God laughs. Try to use your ego to say, God, this is what we're doing today. He's going to say, that's adorable. And ego dies hard, you guys. I'm going to tell you something that I really. When I got into all the woo bullshit, when I got off the rails, everybody gaslit me to say that you have a dark night of the soul. And I do believe that is a real thing. I think that is absolutely when you really come into the awareness that you're not just a meat suit. But ego doesn't die once. So if anybody's telling you that, they're full of shit. Okay. Ego dies every day, it's every day. And this is the thing. When I stopped defending myself all the time, that's the day that I realized how heavy ego is, how real it is, and how burdened I was. I wasn't free. Freedom isn't loud. Ego's loud. Freedom isn't reactive. Ego's reactive, you know? Ego is that confidence without maturity. Ego wants applause. Like, ego hates being wrong. If you're constantly offended, your ego's driving. Ego is like not having the boundaries. Ego isn't, I love myself. Ego is the part of you that is obsessed with protecting an image. Ego is the part of you that needs to be right. It needs to be seen as good. It needs to win the argument. It needs to not be exposed. It needs to not feel rejected, to not feel embarrassed, to not feel corrected, and to constantly be validated. So maybe your husband isn't a narcissist. Maybe he's just really so far up his fucking ego he can't see. Okay. Maybe that's it. Ego's like a little PR manager living in your chest, like saying, careful, don't say that. Don't look stupid. Don't admit that. Don't apologize. Don't back down. Make sure they know you're the victim. And again, ego is so fucking loud. And I'm going to tell you the truth in my experience with getting closer to God and walking with Christ biblically. Jesus is usually pretty quiet. Ego is screaming at me, and Holy Spirit's just nudging, right? So if you feel like your inner world is chaotic, offended, defensive, reactive, that's not discernment. That is your ego putting on some fancy church clothes saying, do to do. Like, let's go, bitch. No. Okay. Your ego is like a bodyguard you hired in a super dangerous neighborhood. At the time, you needed it, right? You needed it. There is a place for ego. You needed it. Maybe you grew up in chaos. Maybe you grew up with severe criticism. Maybe you grew up having to perform to be loved. Maybe you were betrayed. Maybe you were abandoned or humiliated or controlled. So ego steps in and says, I will protect you from ever having to feel that again. Absolutely, bitch. At first, we're like, thank you. You saved me. But here's the thing. You move out of the dangerous neighborhood, and ego still acts like everyone is a fucking threat. So now, when your husband makes a comment and your ego goes, disrespect, attack, defend, you can't be shocked that you're in a fight for 3 hours. Your ego's winning. Your friend forgets to text you back, and your ego goes, rejection. They hate you. Cut them off. A leader corrects you, and your ego goes, humiliation. Prove them wrong. And the whole time, what's really being said to you at the core of who you are, at the core of who you are, hey, we're safe now. You can breathe. You can be humble. You can grow. So, transcending ego is basically firing the bodyguard who keeps tackling innocent people at Costco. Okay. And it's ruining relationships. Because I'm going to tell you right now, ego always keeps score. Always. This is what your ego is going to be saying. Okay. This is a great topic for my relationship podcast, which I haven't even recorded today. So maybe this has to be something we do. If you loved me, you'd know. If you respected me, you wouldn't talk like that. I shouldn't have to ask. I always do everything. My favorites, right? You always and you never. And listen, some people do treat you wrong. We're not excusing abuse or bullshit or nonsense, okay? But ego will take a normal human moment and turn it into a full-blown courtroom. You're not talking to your spouse, you're building a case. You're not asking questions, you're cross-examining. You're not trying to understand, you're trying to win. And let me tell you something that will save your marriage, your friendships, your relationship with your kids. You can be right and still be wrong. Because being right without love is just pride with better grammar. And the block people hit here that here's this. They think if they stop defending themselves that they're gonna get steamrolled. Okay? So they cling to ego like it is their life raft. Humility is not weakness. Humility is just strength under control. Even Jesus was not weak. He was submitted. Ego is what makes you read the Bible and only see what applies to other people. Ego is what makes you hear conviction and you call it an attack. Ego is what makes you resist correction because it threatens your identity. Sometimes God is trying to grow you, and you're like, no thanks. I'll stay here and just keep getting my ass offended. Ego hates when you repent because repentance requires the sentence, I was wrong. That is so fucking hard. And this is the thing, the block here is going to be shame. That is your block. And some of you don't avoid accountability because you're arrogant. You avoid it because you think if you admit you're wrong, it confirms that you're unworthy. That's the problem. That's not humility, that's shame. Humility says I could be wrong and still be loved. That's literally the gospel. Ego says if I'm wrong, I'm unsafe. It's a fucking trauma. So when people say I want to be closer to God, but they can't get past defensiveness or bitterness or control and pride, that's not a Bible knowledge problem. That's an ego problem. How do we do something about this, B? What do we do? What do we actually fucking do? Catch your reaction in the first 3 seconds. Like that initial flare, that heat, that oh hell no. That is ego sprinting to the fucking microphone. And your job is just to pause and go, what just got threatened inside of me? Not how do I respond? What got threatened? Respect, image, control, being seen as good, fear of rejection. Get to the what got threatened. So you take that question within yourself, not something you're going to react and put on other people, and name it, because what you can name, you can lead. And you have to trade your defensiveness for curiosity. Instead of like, that's not what I meant, I want you to try saying, tell me what you heard. Tell me what you heard. Instead of, you always do this, try this. Help me understand what you needed from me right there. Because curiosity turns conflict into a connection point. And then take responsibility with clean language, okay? And I'm not talking about, clean language, you guys. I'm talking about like no self-hate. Not self-hatred, not excuses, clean. Like I handled that wrong. I got defensive. I was trying to protect myself. I see how that landed. That's emotional maturity. And some of you think that being Christ-like means being soft. We're in our badass era, bitch. Okay? Christ was honest, but the difference is Jesus didn't use truth as a weapon to win. He used it as a scalpel to heal. So ask yourself before you speak, am I trying to heal or am I trying to hurt them because I feel hurt? And that question is going to change your life. Let peace be your win. Ego wants victory. Christ really just wants that unity. And sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is let the last word go. Do you want peace or do you want to be right? And it's not because you're wrong, it's because you're free. And yes, this is going to drive your ego insane at first, okay? When you transcend your ego, your relationships get lighter. Your walk with God is going to get clearer. Your emotions become information, not a dictator, and you stop living like everyone else controls your mood. Ego keeps you small by keeping you reactive, and Jesus is going to grow you by making you rooted. So today, your assignment, I know you guys, I say assignment, is this. The next time you get triggered, I just want you to pause and ask, what am I trying to protect? What story am I telling myself? What would love do right now? What would obedience look like right now? And if, you want help with that weight loss product, you guys, that I mentioned, just go ahead and go to my website, okay? Respond Zen. If you are a sponsor and you want a loyal audience that actually takes action, I want you to message me. And listen, bitch, if this episode spoke to you in any way, do me a favor, share it, okay? Share it. Maybe you're not going to buy me a cup of chai. I get it. Matcha. It's matcha chai. Okay. That's actually really what I like. You don't want to buy me a cup of that. I get it. Okay. It's Christmas time. So it's really fucking free just to hit share. Do that. Okay. You know, people that I'm never going to have a reach to. And maybe you're like, oh, they don't need this. Yeah. Maybe they're putting on a fat game, performing like their shit's together. Sometimes the people that look like they need this shit the least need it the most, okay? Share it, post it, send it to the one friend who always says they want peace, but they stay fighting, okay? I love you. Jesus loves you. Now you guys need to go act like it. And I will see you tomorrow.